Good morning, Christ Center. It's Saturday, September 20th, and we are in the second week of our Book of Mark devotional series. Today, we'll be reading Mark chapter 3, verses 31 through 35. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark 3, 31 through 35. His mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent word to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him and told him, "Look, your mother, your brothers, and your sisters are outside asking for you." He replied to them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" Looking at those sitting in a circle around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother."
Thank you, sir. I'm here with Pastor Joshua and Pastor Janelle. These verses, you know, sort of put an end cap on something that happened in the previous section in verses 20 and 21, when Jesus' family hears what's going on and they say Jesus is out of his mind. So here, Jesus doesn't go to them. So this is like kind of a hard thing to read, isn't it? Like, it's something I don't think about often, but this has got to be a real blow to him personally.
Yeah, you know, Jesus was fully human and fully God. And can you imagine how hard that would be? I mean, right? The hardest thing I think for any of us is when we're misunderstood, when our motives are being questioned and when they don't need to be. And Jesus, of course, is having both things happen to him. So their thinking is out of his mind. You know, those that you would expect are going to support you. So yeah, that would be so tremendously hard. And then in that moment, he pivots and he says, "Okay, you know what? Do you want to know who my mother and brother and sisters are?" And so he shifts in that moment. It's this major thing. And this is one of my favorite sections of scripture. So he says, you know, "You are any of you, whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." So pretty huge invitation for the people that are there, as well as at that point, in that moment, a rebuke for his actual mother and brothers who are there to take him away from his mission that he's been given by our Father in heaven.
Yeah, I think when you consider that Jesus would have like felt that sting of familial rejection. Like, we know he's rejected by his people and, you know, all of this, but to be rejected by your own family and for them basically almost to side with the Pharisees and scribes from the previous passage, who were saying he has a demon. You know, those things were very much tied together in the ancient world. And it's almost like they were maybe on some level agreeing with what the Pharisees were saying, that he has a demon. And for Jesus to feel that, like, this had to be a really difficult thing for him to say. And I wonder if there's even some, yeah, like you say, he's fully man and fully God, but maybe even some consolation to himself here. Like, I do have family. You guys are my family. Like, that's beautiful. And it's also hard to have to say that, you know? I wonder if we've, you know, been in situations like that when, I guess, honestly, I felt that way sometimes, not with rejection, but with being so far away from any family. I don't have any family here. Closest is Texas. And to be able to, like, have people that are really close in my life to be able to say, "But you guys are like family." That's beautiful. But it's also a little bit sad. And in this case, he's saying that because he's actually been rejected. What do you think, Janelle?
There's so much emotional complexity in this passage where he's... Yeah, I just think the sting of that from your own family, I can't imagine. Like, if my sister came and told you guys that I'm outside of my mind, that would be awful. That would hurt so bad. But then the hope at the end is just so beautiful, so redemptive.
She said close to that before.
Yeah, I know, right? She has, but
I know.
That's why I brought it up.
I love this, this end part. "Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." And to be able to look to these guys and say, this is you. And, it makes me think there's so much talk about blood relationship and our responsibility to people who are of our same race. I mean, there really is a common sort of philosophy that tinges on theology of kinism. And it's like, it's my kin. It's all about my kin and protecting my, and standing up for my kin, which very quickly turns ugly and you know, really racially tinged stuff. And that's so foreign to the kingdom of God. And it makes me think of all my time in YWAM. You know, I've told from the pulpit before about in my school of the Bible when I was, it was 2001, and there were 36 students from 18 different countries, all six continents. And we had an international worship team, and we learned songs from Zimbabwe, from Papua New Guinea and Mexico, all over. And we would gather and sing these songs in these different cultures and traditions. And it was absolutely beautiful. And you did have that sense. These are my brothers and sisters. It does not matter that we're not a part of the same family or racial demographic. We are brothers and sisters. So as hard as this is for Jesus on a personal level, I think what a beautiful thing that is for us in the church.
Yeah, such beautiful redemption in that.
I think, you know, it talks about that Jesus was tempted in every way that we are. You know, he's experienced everything we've experienced. And I think it's really good to take comfort in those times where your own natural relationships might be strained for a time. And God willing, it's only for a time. But whether it's for a time or for this whole life, that number one, God understands it and he's felt that. And number two, he has provided family within the blood of Christ Jesus and his family.
And I, you know, we often talk about our desire for Christ Center to operate like a family and to be a family. And the fact is we don't do that perfectly. There's all kinds of times where there's people that slip through the cracks and don't have connection. And it's always hard for us to know how much do we facilitate connection? How much do we just pray that happens? How much can we individually do on the pastoral staff? But the desire is that everybody has family in this congregation and has people that are deeply in their life. That really is our heart's desire. And we can't do it as well as we would like to, but man, oh man, this is our desire for each and every one of you guys. So if you haven't experienced that yet, I just want to encourage you. There are some wonderful people. Keep looking.
Yeah. You have people within the family. You know, I come from a big family. I've got, you know, six sisters and three brothers, and now there's all nephews and nieces and the whole deal. Not everybody is best friends. It's like 50 people. I can't be best friends with 50 people. But within that, you do have those that are of family. You have people within your family that you're close with. And I think for Christ Center, we need to not look at ourselves as like, oh, I have hundreds of
best friends.
People. Yeah, that's not how that works. Jesus had those three within his 12. And right. And so there are people here in this family that are your people within this family. So you do have family and you have people in this family. And I think looking for that is so important for how we grow and how we find that place and that connection.
And it's such a beautiful thing when you do connect with others who are not a part of this congregation at all.
We would not naturally be gathered. Like Christ right. is the center of that. So that's such an awesome thing for us to go. We would not naturally have affinity together. We are doing the will of God together. We're gathered around Christ right. and that's yeah. what qualifies it, yep. which is incredibly unifying.
That becomes a unifying factor.
Yeah, so much freedom in that too.
So much. You want to close this in prayer?
God, thank you that you are the reason that we are family. Lord, thank you for giving us this gift of family. I ask God that the ones in our church family that feels like this is a missing spot in their life, that you would just speak to that. Lord, bring healing, bring people in their path that they would have that connection with. Lord, I ask that our church family would be a place for everyone that calls this home to have a place to belong. That we would be a big, beautiful, messy family gathering around you. Thank you for that gift and let us do that well. Just bless my brothers and sisters today that they would just be aware of the family that you have provided. Just thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. We'll see you guys next time.